The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Time now for Dr. Health Radio, radio's original health news magazine, bringing you the latest information on medicine, nutrition, fitness, and wellness, now in its 27th year. Your host of Dr. Health Radio is health expert David Snow, who is not a doctor, and while most of David's guests are doctors or authorities in their areas of expertise, they do not diagnose or prescribe on the air. If you have a condition or illness that requires medical attention, see a health professional. The information contained in this program is for educational and entertainment purposes only. And now, your host of Dr. Health Radio, the Snowman himself, David Snow.
A little girl's father was confined to his bed with influenza, and his wife had been very busy sterilizing all the dishes.
"Why do you do that, Mommy?"
asked the little girl.
"Because, dear, Daddy has germs, and the germs get on the dishes he uses."
Little girl reflected for a moment or two and then said,
"Mommy, why not just boil Daddy and get rid of the germs all at once?"
Unfortunately, isn't that what happens all too often in medicine? Cure the disease, kill the patient. All right, in this hour of Dr. Health, pharmacist Jim Laval joins us with information on how to reduce your chances of contracting a cold or flu without having to boil anybody. Good morning and welcome to hour number two, the healthiest 2 hours on radio. It's the Snowman with you, David Snow, keeping you cool and healthy as we do it each and every week at this time here on the program. And we thank you so very much for joining us. It is one doctor's appointment that doesn't cost you a thing, so there's no insurance required. And the best part of all is you don't have to pull down your pants or take off your clothes for this painless injection of health information. Hey, it's been a brutal flu season, as you know, and so far it's not even over yet. We still have several weeks to go, so we'll tell you what you need to know when it comes to avoiding the viruses that can sicken or even sometimes kill people. You may have heard this recently in the news about a new single-dose drug in Japan, Xofluza, and it kills the flu virus in 24 hours. It's just with one dose. Unfortunately, it's only available in Japan, and actually in Japan it's not going to be available until May, which is pretty much the end of the flu season, and it won't be until at least 2019 before it arrives here being available in the United States. So in the meantime, we have information on arming yourself against the viruses that can cause illness or sometimes even worse, sometimes causing death, because tens of thousands of people die of the flu every year. So building up your immune system, keeping your immune system in top form this cold and flu season is what this hour is about. With our guest, recurring guest, James Laval. He's a clinical pharmacist as well as author and board-certified clinical nutritionist. He'll be with us in just a few radio minutes talking about that. Also coming up later in the program, it's Dick Allgaier's Health Report, our veteran TV news reporter. And on today's edition, they say your eyes are the window to the soul. You've always heard that, right? But can they also predict disease? Well, they can, according to Dr. Google, and Dick has the details on that. Then chemicals in nonstick cookware, they're already linked to cancer and other immune problems. But now Dick has details on how they can contribute to obesity as well. Plus, why the regular use of cleaning sprays, if you're a clean freak, may be comparable, believe it or not, to smoking. Those are all stories coming up in Dick's Health Report later in the program here on the Healthiest 2 Hours on Radio. Let's go to matters of sexual health. Cows and HIV prevention. Study published in Nature showed that the immune system in cows were able to adapt and combat HIV at an unprecedented rate. This is interesting. Cows neutralized about 20% of the virus strains at just 42 days and 96% within a year. Now, in humans, it takes more than 5 years to develop the antibodies. They say that cow antibodies are naturally long and loopy in structure, you know, microscopically, and that turns out to be similar to antibodies that can block infections. So the researchers are hoping that this is the first step in developing an effective vaccine for HIV infection and or AIDS. So that's good news on the sexually transmitted infection front. Testosterone, can it make you change your taste in music or influence your music tastes. This is interesting. Personality seems to be linked to music genre and preferences. This is from Nagasaki University in Japan. This researcher wanted to find out if a person's hormones shape their tastes also, a taste in music, that is. And they found that male volunteers with higher testosterone tended to prefer kinds of music the team had classified as unsophisticated, for example, soft rock or heavy metal, whereas the male volunteers with lower testosterone levels were much more likely to opt for classical music or jazz, more sophisticated. Now, it's interesting that no such link was found in women. So it was only men had this biological basis for music preference based on their level of testosterone. So it's that's interesting. All right, and the fitness file, hot yoga. It might not be so hot after all, as far as the added benefits. Hot yoga may be just a waste of effort, they say. Offering little benefit over similar yoga at a normal temperature. And that's because, it goes through different poses, the asanas, and then they do it in a warm and humid room, as you know, and the people sweat intensely. But they say that both yoga groups showed improvements in the health of their blood vessels compared with the control group. So apparently hot yoga, no better for you than the room temperature version. All right. And elsewhere in the fitness file, if you're overweight, don't be afraid to go to the gym or get out and exercise. You know, I used to be overweight as a child, so I've been in both extremes. But despite what everybody thinks, no one is actually judging you for being there. That's because everyone is preoccupied thinking you're judging them. You know, think about it. And that creates a kind of a giant circle of non-existent judgment. Just remember, you're there for you and no one else. All right. Oh, no, we don't have time for the Funny Bone Pharmacy. Maybe 1 minute? 1 minute? No? Okay. What are we going to do here? Well, you know what? I'll save. Do we have a minute? Okay. All right. A sixth grade class. That's the scene. Okay. What are the harmful effects of the teachers asking the students, what are the harmful effects of oil on fish? One student raises his hand. When my mom opened a can of sardines last night, it was full of oil, and all the sardines were dead. Good observation. Give that kid an A. All right. I hear the music in the background. Here's a couple labels, a hair mousse label that says herbal essences, potent pleasure for all your senses. Anyway, at the end of the directions, it says diffuse on low heat until you reach imperfection. All right. And now let's see, this sunless tanning, well, we'll save that for next week. And the ultrasound, I don't have time for. So we'll have a double dose of the Funny Bone Pharmacy on next week's show. But stay tuned now for pharmacist Jim LaValle and ways to prevent or minimize colds and flu. I'm David Snow here on Dr. Health Radio.
With all the news about side effects of prescription and OTC anti-inflammatories, just launched is Xanthosin, a very potent yet safe anti-inflammatory supplement for health and longevity. Xanthosin is the result of decades of research on the natural compound astaxanthin, proved to support inflammatory health without the side effects. And Xanthosin is a pure and highly absorbed form of astaxanthin, endorsed by doctors and healthcare professionals for superior health and anti-aging benefits, backed by 1,500 peer-reviewed papers and over 50 human trials. It's also potent. In fact, just 2 capsules of xanthosin with a meal equals 6 capsules of other astaxanthin products. So enhance your supplement regimen today by adding xanthosin to support your inflammatory health and longevity. You can find physician-endorsed xanthosin at all GNC locations in Hawaii and the mainland, or order it online at xanthosin.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and it's that time of year again when everyone suffers from some kind of upper respiratory problem. We miss work and feel miserable spending too much time with doctors and pharmacists. That is, unless we protect ourselves and our families with a product that I recommend to my patients, Clear Saline Nasal Spray and Sinus Rinse. Clear combines the unique properties of xylitol and the health-promoting benefits of a saline nasal spray to help cleanse, moisturize, and soothe your sinuses and nasal passages. Clear helps wash away bacteria, pollens, and other irritants before they have a chance to attack the sensitive tissues in your upper respiratory tract. Clear is easy to use, effective, and safe for people of all ages. Clear is simply your best defense in an increasingly dirty and polluted world. I use it myself. You can find Clear Saline Nasal Spray and Sinus Wash at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, CVS, Rite Aid, and other drugstore supermarkets and pharmacies near you, as well as Amazon. Or you can visit Clear on the web at clear.com. That's www.xlear.com.
I'm a paramedic, and it may sound silly, but a lot of people are afraid to call 911 when they're experiencing uncomfortable pressure, fullness, squeezing, or pain in the center of the chest. You know why? Because they think it would be embarrassing if it were a false alarm. Instead, people risk permanent damage or death because they're afraid they might get a lecture. That's ridiculous. To learn more about heart attack warning signs, call the American Heart Association at 1-800-AHA-USA1 or visit us on the web at AmericanHeart.org.
Welcome back to your weekly dose of verbal vitamins. David Snow with you. It's the healthiest 2 hours on radio. You can always go to our website, drhealthradio.com. Spell out that word now, D-O-C-T-O-R, healthradio.com. In this segment of the program, Jim LaValle, a nationally recognized clinical pharmacist, as well as author and board-certified clinical nutritionist, is with us. My favorite book from him is Your Blood Never Lies, but his bestseller is Cracking the Metabolic Code, both of which are available at Amazon or your bookstores. And he is here today to discuss how we can keep our immune health in top form this cold and flu season and year-round for that matter. And we welcome him back to the Dr. Health Radio microphones this morning. Good morning, Jim. How the health are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Now, if you were talking like this, I would know you weren't so well.
So I'd be like everybody else right now, right?
Right. Yeah. So, you know, most people take their health for granted until they come down
with a cold or a flu or some nasal congestion or, you know, other respiratory or illnesses.
I think I read somewhere where 60% of doctor's visits are for respiratory-related infections. Now, how can we, at this time of the year and, you know, 365 for that matter, keep our immune health fundamentally fortified so that we can resist all these bugs in the air, because there are always going to be bugs and there's always going to be viruses and bacteria to catch if our immune system is down. But if as long as we have a healthy immune system, we shouldn't catch anything, right?
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's interesting. I had an oncologist in today, and we were talking about the fact that, you know, what really happens for most people is that, you know, in their world, right, when somebody goes on chemotherapy, is that if your immune system's weak, the bugs take over and you get a lot of secondary infection, where our bodies are the same way. When we're under stress, we don't have good nutrition, maybe we haven't been taking care of our little bugs in us that are good for us, called our microbiome.
Right.
And maybe we're not eating enough vegetables, so we're not getting enough green foods, which have a very powerful effect on our gut health. You know, it's everybody wants to wait till cold and flu season. And the reality is you build your immunity and build your health day in and day out. So some core things, I know we've talked about them in the past, and I love Wakanaga Kyolic branded products because of the science behind them. I love aged garlic and its effect on cold and flu. And there's been studies that show when you take aged garlic extract, you reduce severity, risk of the cold, and duration if you get it. So there's number one. I also did studies on their probiotic and showed that when you're on a probiotic, you reduce the incidence and severity of a cold or flu bug.
Mm-hmm.
And I think those are really big and important. And then, you know, just keeping your nutrition status good is so important. You know, and all the other things, right? Get enough sleep. Obviously, you know, have enough vitamin D on board. Try to manage your stress. Don't eat too much sugar. All that stuff's kind of floating around there too that you need to do.
Mm-hmm. What about exercise?
I
read a study recently where while the flu vaccine is about 10%, as little as 10% effective this year because of the strain of the flu or different strains that are in the flu vaccine. Exercise is 20% or 30% effective in guarding yourself against the coming down with a flu. So what about exercise? I know you're a big proponent of physical activity in your life and in your patients' lives.
Well, I mean, let's just face it. If you listen to what's being told on the media side, everybody should get a flu shot, even though it's 10% effective.
Right. Yeah.
Exactly. I would suggest people, if people exercise, especially moderate exercise, it keeps their immune system really strong. That once again, the key is about consistency.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what are you doing day in and day out that makes a difference in your health? Are you trying to get enough sleep? Are you managing your stress? Are you getting the right foods? Are you getting movement? Because what people don't realize is when you exercise, it actually strengthens your immune system.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
all the little cytokines, the little immune cells that your body kicks out are the ones that help. Well, when you exercise, are the ones that help your natural killer cells and T killer cells to activate
That's right.
Be able to attack a flu bug.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but we can't put it in an injection or a pill. You know, I recently did a show with
exercise in a bottle, man. Come on, yeah. I think I saw that somewhere.
I have a bottle of that from I think it was from the 80s. I've saved it all this time and I forgot to bring it. I had to. I don't know
Dang
if you.
It.
No, I'm serious. I had it in my.
I know. I remember.
You remember
I remember
that,
the
right?
infomercial.
Exercise
in a bottle.
I should have brought it today because it would have been fun to have you or talk about it with you. But no, I had Gilad from the TV show Bodies in Motion, which is the number one fitness show in America. And he was in the studio with us a few weeks ago. And I had it in my backpack. I forgot to take it out and, you know, joke with him about it. But that is so so pertinent to how people, you know, I know people who take vitamins only when they're sick. You probably know people like that, too, right, Jim?
All the time. It's like, I got to go get echinacea. Yeah, it's true. I'm only sleeping 5 hours a night, and I eat donuts every morning for breakfast, and I try to figure out how many
echinacea's
going to
save me.
But I'm going to get that echinacea. Do you think it's going to help me? And my answer to him is, well, it'll be better than nothing.
Okay.
It's probably going to do better than the donut.
Yeah.
Unless it's got echinacea sprinkles on it, then maybe the donut will help you more.
Yeah, I think I'm going to come out with a donut diet. That'll be a popular diet. You know, by the way, this May, there's going to be the pizza diet coming out. I didn't mention that in a previous show when I was doing a show on dieting, but the pizza diet, if you can believe it. But, you know, maybe, I mean, if you eat just the toppings and they're vegetable and not pepperoni and sausage and ham, it's probably going to be good for you. And the sauce, of course, which is tomato based. But
you lick the crust. You don't eat the crust.
There you go. Anyway, let's move on in our discussion of immune health. Now we talked about some of the lifestyle habits that either put you at risk or reduce your risk of coming down with any kind of contractible disease, such as a virus or a flu. A cold or flu virus, and of course bacterial infections. You're going to be more resistant to those as well, right? With proper lifestyle medicine.
Oh, I mean, 100%. I mean, the big thing is everybody ends up settling in their lungs, and they end up with an upper respiratory secondary infection after they get that
right.
flu bug.
Yeah, right.
And making sure that you're on, you know, like I said, adequate vitamin D. Adequate vitamin A, you know, vitamin A became this bad word, you know, 10 years ago. And it's terrible because, you know, vitamin A is pretty darn important for your immune system.
That's right.
And then you think of chiolic aged garlic extract. It really is quite effective on you know, bacteria and viruses both.
Hmm.
So I think that even though it can be tough, it's important. But, you know, the other one is, you know, chiolic just came out with a really great, we have a greens blend, and so you just have to remember that when you take in greens, you actually stimulate a subset of your immune system that fights off bugs as well.
Oh, really?
So I think, yeah, like a lot of people don't realize that. So, you know, you've got, you know, so, you know, once again, you know, when you look at greens, you don't want to go to the store and buy a bottle of green juice that's got a cornucopia on it and says, you know, fruit juice of the nectar goddess of green foods, drink, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because most of the time, that is a fruit juice that's got a little bit of green in it, so it's super sweet, it's got way too many sugars.
Right.
So you want to get a good, solid, powdered green drink mix that's not extra sweetened, that's organic, you know, processed correctly, and gives you the food that your immune system needs in order to really boost immunity during this time of year. And, you know, and if you're big into the formulas, I know you've talked about it in the past, and I'm just mentioning this, that Formula 103 from Chiolix is the immune one.
Yep.
And actually does a very good job. So you got a powerful 1-2 punch if you think about, I'm going to take this immune blend with aged garlic extract. You should be drinking green drinks every day anyway. Nobody, I mean, just look at the dismal statistics. 12% of Americans even eat 5 vegetables and fruit a day.
Hey, I had my leaf of iceberg lettuce on my burger, I'll have you know.
Did you get the pickle?
That's extra fiber. Yeah, of course.
Exactly. Exactly. And you did get a little bit of it vinegared, so you know it probably balanced your pH by eating that pickle on that burger.
Yeah, and the slice of tomato was at least a 1/16 of an inch thick. So, you know, I mean, we're joking, but I mean, it's serious. People think that the little garnish on their burger or the dismal salads that people are served in restaurants, they constitute a serving of vegetables, and it's such a farce. I mean, it's just, come on, let's get with the program.
It really is. And if you're not going to eat them, drink them. I mean, I can't get across to people enough.
Mm-hmm.
You have to get the trace minerals that are in plant foods that drive all of your enzyme reactions in your body that help you make your immune cells and make your compounds that fight off bugs.
Mm-hmm.
And you need to be doing that all year around. It's like you said, you know, cold bugs, people say, oh, I got a summer cold. I got a summer flu. Well, yeah, bugs don't discriminate. They can be living at any time. And you can get exposed to them. And so I think it's really important that they realize that. And the thing is, you got to get, you know, once again, you want to get, in my opinion, I think it's important you find things that are really researched or manufactured correctly, have the ingredients that are needed, and have the good manufacturing practices. Because if you're going to spend money on dietary supplements, you want to find things that are really good for you.
Absolutely. And that's what Kyolic has done from day one 40-plus years ago, is they've always had, you know, leave it to the Japanese. The quality is unsurpassed. And they that's why they are the leading garlic supplement worldwide. I mean, and they're the most researched garlic, as well as other products. You mentioned the Kyo greens, and let's talk about a couple of the different new formulas that for the greens, which nobody eats enough of. So they have what is it? The Harvest Blend greens drink. That's the one for immunity.
Yeah, they've got a Harvest Blend, which is great because it's got all kinds of organic ingredients in it, all of their grasses. So, you know, I mean, things like barley grass and wheatgrass, man, just really bring the energy.
They
on.
Rock,
you know,
yeah.
It's really good for you. I remember the first time I had a wheatgrass shot, and I thought, what do they do, add caffeine to this? What's going on
here?
Oh,
really? Oh.
Because it felt so good, mm. Right? And the other piece is the greens that they've put together have chlorella in them, and chlorella is a great way to, like, day in and day out detoxification.
It's
really
a,
brings the minerals on,
right.
You get good mineral balance, and I think that's kind of a you know, it's powerful. So yeah, the Harvest has got lots of organic produce in it. Then there's an Ancient Grains. And that's pretty interesting because you got the sprouted grains, which of course are pretty powerful in terms of their nutrients. And then there's the Original, which is just, you know, their Kyo greens, which is like an energy blend, right? Because it's wheatgrass, you know, barley grass, and you know, spirulina, you know, so you get this, you know, this boost of all these minerals and alkalinizing effect, right? Which, you know, when you alkalinize, your body makes more energy.
That's so true, you know, and cancer is an acidic disease, right? They always say that cancer lives in an acidic environment, and the more you can alkalize your system, your body, the less likely you are, or you know, you have a lower likelihood of mutagenic cells. And I think just to encapsulate the, although this is not a capsule we're talking about, it's a powder mix, but to encapsulate the benefits of greens, Jim, is the chlorophyll. You mentioned the chlorella. That's the richest known source of chlorophyll from a food source. And then your minerals, as you mentioned, both the trace minerals and macro minerals, the phytochemicals. You know, there's the phytochemicals basically just means plant chemical. And so the phytochemicals actually counteract or battle the chemicals are in our environment, right, and in our bodies. And then topping that off, the alkalinity from the green drinks, which people usually eat an acidic diet of meats and sugars. You know, too much meats and sweets, not enough grains and greens. So, yeah, this is a wonderful blend. And so what would you say like one serving of the Kaio Greens Harvest Blend or the other varieties they have, which, by the way, are available in natural food stores. Would you say that's equivalent to a serving of vegetables or even possibly more?
Every bit, more than a serving of vegetables, sure. And then the thing to remember is, and people, I guess sometimes it's hard getting people to understand this, but when you're acidic, basically the way to think of that is that your rate of rusting is increasing.
Mm-hmm.
So you rust quicker the more acidic you are. And you make more lactic acid, and that lactic acid, so when you have a lot of lactic acid and you're making more lactic acid, that poisons your cells, and that's what triggers your cells to become cancerous over time is intracellular acidity.
Right.
So for people, it's like, look, you know, take a little tear pack. You can get the Harvest Blend. You can get it in a little tear pack
you
can carry around with
you.
Just tear it open and throw it in a bottle of water and, you know, pop it down, you know, once or twice a day. Or if you make a smoothie in the morning, put it in that.
But
I've spent the last, I don't know, man, I'll tell you what, for the last 30 years, all the patients that come into my clinic, we talk about acidity. We measure their pH of their urine and saliva.
Oh.
We want to know if we're getting them alkaline or not. And it's a great measure for whether it's working or not, you know, whether their diet is really working for them.
Wow. Many more questions and comments on immune health and answers for your health to improve yours so you can fortify yourself against any colds or flu viruses that are in the air or anywhere that you are. With our guest, pharmacist Jim LaValle. And when we come back, Jim, I have some interesting information that I think you and the listeners are going to like or be interested in regarding flu pandemics. They're actually likelier in spring and summer than they are.
Yep.
They've had historical evidence and research on this. And this is really interesting information. So don't think you're out of the woods yet just because you haven't come down with a flu or virus or a cold this season, because even though we're well into the new year, there's still spring and summer to go. So you don't want to get sick at any season of the year. And we'll tell you how to avoid coming down with anything. Back after this with our guest, pharmacist Jim LaValle, here on the Healthiest 2 Hours on Radio. I'm David Snow, and this is Dr. Health Radio.
Your colon, something you don't usually think about unless it's causing problems like irregularity, constipation, gas, and bloating, or diarrhea after taking antibiotics. For true relief, you need to protect and strengthen your colon with targeted probiotic support. True Bifido contains a powerful dose of probiotics with 5 bifidobacteria strains that help balance the immune system, promote colon health, and improve digestive comfort. Why True Bifido, not the countless other probiotics on the market? First, it's from Master Supplements, the makers of Theralac, the fastest-acting medical-strength probiotic available. That means True Bifido has the same patented delivery and stimulation as Theralac for fast results. Remember, choosing the right strains, delivering them alive, and stimulating their growth are the keys to an effective probiotic. So if you're looking to improve the health of your colon, look no further than the refrigerated section of your nearest natural food store for True Bifido, the probiotic colon formula that works.
At Wakanaga of America, we have dedicated the past 44 years proudly producing Kaiolic, the world's most scientifically researched, best-selling, and odorless aged garlic extract. We begin with 100% organically grown garlic from our farms in California for maximum purity. We age our garlic to perfection in a unique 20-month extraction process to eliminate odor and create beneficial compounds found only in Kaiolic. Aged garlic extract has been researched in more than 750 published scientific studies at major universities such as Brown, Cornell, and UCLA. Studies have focused on cholesterol, high blood pressure, immune stimulation, and all major cardiovascular risk factors. This is the Kaiolic difference. So when you're looking for a supplement for great cardiovascular support, reach for the number one best-selling and odorless aged garlic extract, Kaiolic. Please visit our website at kaiolic.com. Kaiolic aged garlic extract is available at fine health food stores everywhere.
Welcome to the next generation of whole food supplements, going beyond ordinary vitamins and minerals to bring you fresh, raw, whole food nutrition with real health benefits. When you take a whole earth and seed food supplement, you not only get certified organic non-GMO ingredients, you also benefit from food source nutrients more easily absorbed and utilized by the body. Vitamin E from sunflower, selenium from sprouted garlic, vitamin D3 from organic lichen, and calcium from wild harvested algae are just a few examples of the pure food nutrition you'll enjoy from every whole earth and seed product. Taking a multivitamin? Then choose from four formulas designed to support the nutritional needs of both younger and more mature men and women. Whole Earth and Seed also offers a selection of organic 3 supplements, including their fish-free marine algae 3. And if you want the best-tasting energy bar on the market, try the popular organic vegan greens protein bar with 15 grams of protein. You'll find Whole Earth and Seed products at your favorite natural food store. Learn more at WholeEarthSea.com. Feel the difference that pure food nutrition can make in your health with Whole Earth and Seed.
His name is Mr. Snow.
Ah, that would be me. Welcome back to the program. 9 out of 10 doctors who recommend talk radio to their patients recommend Dr. Health Radio, radio's original health news magazine. Thanks for staying with us. Thanks for making us a part of your weekend. A reminder, our show does rebroadcast tonight at 9 p.m. on the station you're listening to right now. Or you can always go to drhealthradio.com. Spell out that doctor word now, the first D-O-C-T-O-R, healthradio.com. All right, this is some interesting information on flu pandemics. Historically, they were much more likely to have happened in the spring or summer. This is from the, this is recent research. Epidemic most likely to appear in spring and summer, researchers have found, not in the midwinter depths of the flu season. Normally, flu strikes in the winter when, the air is cold and dry and people are in crowded situations, but that's ideal for transmitting the influenza virus. But historically, that has not been true of the great flu epidemics. Listen to this. A half dozen flu epidemics, including those in 1889, 1918, that's the so-called Spanish flu that killed, millions of people, and 2009, the swine flu, were all first detected between late March and late July, according to a study by researchers at the University of Texas at Austin and the Institute for Disease Modeling in Bellevue, Washington. Give us your comments on this. Jim Laval is a pharmacist.
Well, I think that in general, first the pandemic piece is absolutely true, that you have to worry more about hotter temperatures than colder temperatures.
Mm.
And I think that's why, in more tropic zones, you'll see different pandemic type of flus, like the chick flu virus that went around, in Pan-American countries. They rip through during those seasons. And so, 100%, that's a fact.
Hmm.
The tough thing is that, you've got a bunch of people who are chronically immunocompromised. And so everybody wants to reach for that flu shot, hoping that it's going to get them through. But the problem that you have, and literally, I was talking to a hospital doc at the children's hospital this morning, sitting in my office, and she said, we had all these children that we had immunized for the flu virus, and they still ended up getting the bug. So it's a tough spot, because we're reaching for it, and big pharma saying, hey, look, everybody needs to get that shot. Problem I've got is even the CDC says you can't, it's really not that effective. So you just got to protect yourself, day in and day out. That's the key. If you walk away from anything today and the radio show, it's protect yourself day in and day out. Take things that are going to keep your immune system strong and in balance.
Mm-hmm. And Kyo Green is one of those good ones to have at the top of the list. And this is a go-to immune blend, the Harvest Blend in particular, strong immune system, of course, keeps you going 24/7. Now, getting back to what you were talking about with young children, administrator you had in your office, I have seen countless, and I'm sure you have too, not only on the internet, but in other news sources and just in talking to people, this flu season has really struck the young and healthy more than any I can remember in recent past and in recent years. And also, I see documented cases of people dying, even those that have
had the vaccination. So just because you have the vaccination doesn't mean you might not die from it, you know, if you don't take other measures as well. So again, we don't want to we're not saying that there's no value in vaccinations, but on the other hand, they really have an over-reliance, or they have a false sense of security when it comes to flu vaccinations, or any vaccinations for that matter. And they just think it's, I have the vaccination, so I'm okay. I don't have to really pay attention. This flu season and this year in general, you have to, if there's any resolution to make, it's you have to sacrifice a little more of your bad habits this year and this season than you have in previous years. A little more discipline, in other words, to not have that extra drink or that extra helping of sugar-sweetened whatever it is, whether it's a food or a beverage, and on, the things that break down your immune system.
And get sleep.
And sleep, yes. That's the cornerstone.
Sleep. I mean, yeah. 9 times more likely to get a flu bug if you average 5 hours of sleep. So
wow.
Sleep is super important. Hygiene is important. Irrigate your sinuses is a real smart thing. You don't have to do anything. Irrigate with saline solution if you want. Or if you want to use a xylitol spray, you can. But it's a saline solution.
Yeah,
it'll really
right.
help. And the other thing is that, look, for a lot of people, the flu bug seemingly is getting stronger and stronger, more virulent. I would say that I think people's nutrition is getting weaker and weaker.
I think so too.
And, and therefore they become less resilient to being able to fight the bug off. And yes, you're right. There are more cases, or at least they're at least in the media really highlighting the younger, more healthy people. Like, for example, though, one of the people on the news, she was very healthy. She was a marathon runner.
Right. Yes,
saw that. Well, marathon runners don't really have good immune systems.
Well, especially
they're
right after the marathon, it takes up to 6 weeks to recover.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. So they really are beat up. And so it's one of those things where I think we have these misconceptions about how to remain healthy.
Mm-hmm.
And so what seemingly is, oh, my gosh, she was a marathon runner and she got the flu and she unfortunately passed away. But most marathon runners are a little bit immune compromised because they're pushing their body too hard all the time.
Right.
And they're usually overtrained.
Yeah, yeah.
So I think it's important for people to keep perspective, do the smart things. Yes, washing your hands during cold and flu season is smart. Irrigate the sinuses, get sleep, watch the sugar intake. And I don't just mean, look, it's easy to say don't eat an Oreo or a Ho-Ho, but a lot of people think as they walk into a health food store and it's a box of cookies there, that means they're healthy cookies and you can eat all of them.
It's gluten-free. It's gluten-free, Jim. It must be good for me.
And it's hemp flour. It's made with
organic sugar.
Exactly. I can eat the box, can I? So that's the point, is it's like you really got to understand you're making healthy choices. Make smart choices within the healthy choices that you're making, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And that's super important. And once again, I'll tell you what, another product that's really good for chronic immune health. This isn't like once you get the flu. This is what you should be staying on. There's a product called Modicare that is a plant fat. It's a plant sterol that is really quite good at being food for your immune system. So it keeps your immune system fed during the course of the year.
So is that a particular fatty acid or something?
It's a plant fat, and then they call it a plant sterol glucoside, where it's got a molecule of sugar hooked onto it. And they actually, have shown this repeatedly, that it helps you be more resilient, not just the flu bugs, but it also helps people with autoimmunity. And I know I use Modicare for a lot of people that have, for example, autoimmune thyroiditis, and I really get their antibodies to come down. So there's a lot of really interesting things out there when you start to think about prevention and not just, I'm going to treat. I mean, look, andrographis is a fantastic herb when you have an upper respiratory infection. I mean, I love andrographis. I think IV syrup, so if you get a cough and it's productive, you can get English IV syrup. Mm-hmm. Is probably one of the best mucolytic cough syrups. Better than anything I've seen work on the market, and it's safe for kids, right? And that's out there at the health food stores and in the local pharmacies. But you got to think about building your health. You know, garlic extracts. So Kyolic, like we talked about, doing greens, doing probiotics, day in and day out, you know, have a good defense.
Right, right, yeah. And just getting back to, you know, sick or ill people and immune-compromised people, they're actually more contagious. So if they're close to family members or friends or coworkers, they're more likely to transmit their illness to others if you are in that state of already having either immune-compromised conditions or if you really have a rundown system. It's like a double whammy where the germs are actually more contagious than if somebody that was in otherwise good health got sick and had that same virus. I mean, that's really unfortunate as well, especially for people around them that might be concerned.
Well, it's their caretakers, right?
Yeah, right, exactly.
It's the caretakers. Usually when people are a little weak or, you know, they're suffering from problems, or as they get older, you know, it's the caretakers that end up picking it up, and it spreads through the house. So you want to, you know, you really want to try and, you know, keep people that are immunocompromised, you know, keep them clean, try to help them with a few nutrients. It can go a long way.
Right, definitely. Hey, we need to, we're at the home stretch, Jim. We're not going a long way, but we have Dick Allgaier's health report coming up. And then if you can stay with us just one more segment, we'd really appreciate it. I have more information and questions for you regarding immune health, if you could stay with us.
Be glad to.
All right, Jim LaValle is my guest. He's a nationally recognized clinical pharmacist as well as author. We'll tell you how to get his books when we come back. And we'll have much more information for your good immune health here on Dr. Health. I'm David Snow here on Dr. Health Radio. Stay tuned now for Dick Allgaier and this week's Health Report.
We can look into your eyes and see straight into your heart. Ah, that's not a love song. Researchers at Google are applying artificial intelligence to predict the likelihood that a patient will suffer a heart attack or stroke. The researchers made these determinations by examining images of the patient's retina. Findings published in the journal Nature Biomedical Engineering, an online medical journal, they say the method is as accurate as predicting cardiovascular disease through more invasive measures that involve sticking a needle in your arm. Chemicals used to make non-stick pots and pans, stain-resistant carpets, and food packaging may contribute to high levels of obesity by disrupting the body's ability to burn calories. Researchers at Harvard University looked at the effects of compounds called PFASs, which are already linked to cancer, high cholesterol, and immune problems. Researchers found those who gained the most weight after dieting had the highest blood levels of PFAS chemicals. Regular use of cleaning sprays has an impact on lung health comparable with smoking a pack of cigarettes every day, according to a new study. The research followed more than 6,000 people over a 20-year period and found women in particular suffered significant health problems after long-term use of these products. Don't breathe in your cleaning sprays. I'm Dick Allgaier. That's this week's Health Report.
Do you own a dog or a cat? Then you need to know that Noni, Hawaii's most popular medicinal herb for people, can also be used for pets. In fact, thousands of pet owners give their animals Hawaiian Noni fruit leather regularly for energy, pain relief, digestion, and for their skin and coat textures. And for external use, pet owners rave about Hawaiian Health Ohana's lavender Noni lotion for wounds and infections, hot spots from fleas and ticks, and muscle and ligament strains. For more serious applications, there's the Instant Noni Aloe Bio Bandage, a natural salve with ingredients that form a protective healing barrier for maximum results. Natural healing for your pet, made from 100% pure organic Noni. Ask for the Noni Fruit Leather, Lavender Noni Lotion, or Noni Bio Bandage for pets at your nearest pet shop or health products retailer. And visit real-noni.com.
Welcome back to The Cure for the Common Radio Show. A reminder, next week we start our series of shows for National Nutrition Month and beyond, but we'll have a whole series of shows for you in March regarding all the things that are good for you, nutritionally speaking, and nutrition medicine on the menu. Okay, getting back to our guest. Oh, first, a health tip of the week. The snowman says, if you'd like to slim down, try going meatless. In other words, eat less meat. You also want to go eat less, or you want to eat less, I should say. And while you're at it, why not seat less, since standing burns more calories and people sit too much? So meet less, eat less, and seat less. Jim, how's that for a health tip? Does that get your approval?
Yeah, I like it, except the three initials are MES, so it's a mess. So, I mean, you know, we got to...
Oh, you're right. Oh, I didn't think of that. Okay, I'm going to have to change the order. The seatless, eat less, and meet less, so it'll be SEM.
There we go.
All right, I'll reverse the order. Thanks so much. Okay, thanks for staying with us here. Now, I know that you mentioned Formula 103, which is the kyolic immune formula. It's an aged garlic extract, but it has some other things, astragalus, which is a great herb for immunity, as well as vitamin C. And the form of vitamin C is ascorbate. A lot of people have trouble with the acidic form of vitamin C, ascorbic acid. This is calcium ascorbate, so it's non-acidic. It's not going to, you know, if you have digestive difficulties, it's going to be very easy to assimilate, and it's actually better absorbed and retained, or it stays longer in the body in this form than it would if it was in a ascorbic acid form. So tell us about some of these other ingredients, the herbs in particular, the astragalus you mentioned earlier, and it also has oregano and olive leaf as well.
Well, there's oregano in it and there's olive leaf in it. Of course, both of those have antifungal, antibacterial, and antiviral properties, right? So you've got an 18% oleopurin that's in that, so it's a very good standardized extract of olive leaf. And then the other thing that's important is it's got a great mushroom blend.
So oh, that's
got,
right,
you know,
yes.
Shiitake, maitake, reishi, agaricus, I think pariah.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So it has a really nice mushroom blend in it as well. And so what you get is this very nice, powerful, I think, combination that goes after killing off the bad bug, but at the same time supporting your immune system to kind of turn it back on because it kind of got weakened. And, you know, the thing about vitamin C, it's interesting. You know, you use up about 7 times more vitamin C in your white blood cells when you are sick versus when you're well.
Okay.
So having that extra vitamin C in there is pretty important. And remember, the thing is, when people, like I'll tell people, you know, hey, if you're going to get on the immune complex, you know, do – you know, 2 capsules, you know, 3 times a day for a couple days, and then go down to 2 twice a day.
Did you take your mind reading pills? I was just going to mention that the 2-3 times a day. That's what I do with this formula when I'm when I come down with something, or if I feel myself not at the top of my game. Yeah, that's perfect. That is perfect.
Right. That's exactly right. It works really well. It's a little bit more, like I'm telling them as a clinician, you know, but this is a little bit more than what the bottle says. It says 2 twice a day. But I'm just telling you, as a you know, someone that's been around 35 years doing this work, there's nothing in here that's toxic, so you can take 2 capsules 3 times a day.
Oh, easy, for sure.
It's real easy, right? And the other one is you don't have to worry about smelling like garlic, because when they age the garlic, the volatile compounds that, you know, kind of make you stink when you take garlic, you know, the old stinking rose story, those go away, and new compounds that are made in the aging process that help your immune system appear. And those compounds that are made are actually water soluble, and therefore you can get them out of your, you know, when you urinate, when you sweat, and you don't get any smell whatsoever. So that's really interesting about aged garlic extracts. Everybody worries about it when they take garlic. Oh my God, I'm not going to stink, am I? And you don't.
No, that's true. You don't. And even though there are other odor-controlled garlics on the market, I've taken those, and you do stink, let me tell you. I mean, they...
Well, it's a controlled odor, though.
Yeah, it gets controlled, yeah.
It's only a 5-foot radius.
Hey, that's one way to keep people away from you that might be sick, and that's maybe one an additional bonus to having garlic in your diet, which I know you're Italian like me, and eating garlic in your foods, that can keep people away, and then the kyolic will help keep any viruses away that might have come in contact with, that you might have encountered in your travels or you know, anywhere. Oh, and speaking of travels, I don't know if I have it handy, but boy, traveling in a plane, it's like you have something like a 100-fold increase in the likelihood of getting sick. I mean, it's crazy.
It's take your kyolic before you get on the plane.
Yeah.
Take the immune complex.
Right.
Drink a green drink before you get on a plane. I mean, it sound, people used to think I was crazy when I would say that kind of stuff to them, and now they're finally studying it, and it, all this information's coming out today. I wasn't so crazy after all.
That's for sure, yeah. So what is your, other than the kyolic extract, and then you mentioned the ModuCare, what else, what other supplements as a pharmacist do you take on a basis or a daily basis for immune health? Anything else?
Well, I really make sure I get enough vitamin D. I think vitamin D is really important. Mm-hmm. I like to keep the vitamin C levels up during cold and flu season. That's really important.
How much C do you take?
You know, I think if it's cold and flu season, you want to at least have on board 500 to 1,000 milligrams of ascorbate a day.
I think so, too.
You know, that's the baseline. Uh-huh. If you can get there, you're doing good. If you're somebody that's getting exposed to people all the time, probably be, you know, maybe you work at a UPS store and people are coming in all day, right? Or, you know, you're shaking a lot of hands every day. You may need, you know, keep it at baseline at about 1,000. And honestly, I do that and I do a green drink. I take my aged garlic every day. And I end up doing real well. Now, sometimes if I know I'm, you know, people in the house are going to be sick, I'll take something like Formula 103 or I'll do like a cat's claw, and berberine, right?
Oh, yes,
and
yes.
Because those are really good as antivirals. And then the last one that if you get like a good thing to make and or take when you're taking your greens and doing your aged garlic extract, you're doing your Formula 103, add some NAC.
Oh, yes, yes. We talked about that recently.
Cysteine is really good for helping to limit the spread of the virus.
Uh-huh.
So it limits replication. You know, you burn the virus up pretty quickly. So that's a nice little adjunct as well. Those are the key things that I do, honestly, on a regular basis. There's a lot of stuff on the market, but you know, I really try to make sure I'm living a lifestyle that's going to reduce my risk of getting a bug.
Do you take an omega-3 supplement or a fish oil?
Yeah, I do. I don't, but you know what's interesting? I'm one of those weird people that like sardines and anchovies because Italian, right?
I actually
eat sardines and anchovies. So and they're packed with omega-3s, right?
That's where they get the fish oil. That's the supplements come from usually sardines and anchovies.
Yeah, they're the best ones. They're the cleanest, right? Yeah. And so anyway, that's kind of how I do it. But if I am going to use it, I'll use the omega-3 fatty acid with CoQ10. Once again, I trust Kyolic because I trust the way they do their manufacturing. So I'll use their omega-3 with the CoQ10 in it.
Mm-hmm.
But
now,
typically, I'm eating my omega-3s. I'm eating fish, and I'm getting in the sardines and getting in the anchovies.
Right. That's the best of both worlds. So is there, let's see, the website is kyolic.com. Is that the best place for more information if people want to access more info on this?
Oh, yeah. They just go to kyolic.com, and they can look up Formula 103 and they can look up ModuCare and probiotics. They've got the studies that talk about – they actually do studies on people that are at risk for colds and flu and measure the effect. I mean, you know, not a lot of companies are doing that.
Most companies don't do that because it costs lots of money. Yeah.
Exactly. And the other thing is that they found out is that when you take Kyolic, it actually stimulates gamma delta cells, which are immune cells in your gut. So it actually stimulates the immune system in your gut to fight off the cold and flu bug, which I think is kind of cool.
Wow. How many studies has Wakanaga of America done on Kyolic aged garlic extract so far?
Oh, my gosh.
Hundreds.
There's over 750 publications and studies.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, no, it's unbelievable.
And a lot of companies borrow their science, you know, and say, oh, well, garlic does this and that. Well, it's because... Well, it's aged garlic that does this and that. It's not necessarily their garlic that does this or that or whatever claims they're making. So we should point that out that they really, you know...
All garlics are not equal.
That's for sure. Just like anything else, I mean, you get what you pay for. And if you want the quality and the effectiveness and safety, you want to reach for Kyolic, which is available at all pharmacies, all health food stores, everywhere fine supplements are sold, you find it, or you can go to kyolic.com as well. Jim, I can't thank you enough. Could you be with us maybe later in the year for an update on everything?
100%, man. I'm in.
All right. Well, all the best to you, and here's to our health, and I'll drink to that, providing it's a green drink and not a daiquiri or Mai Tai or screwdriver or anything like that.
Exactly. So. And remember, SEM or MES.
Oh, yes,
you
want
to remember it.
Meat less. Oh, no, wait. Seat less, eat less, and meat less.
There we go.
No, but M-E-A-T. We still want to meet with you. You know, M-E-E-T. Yeah. All right.
All right. Thank you
so much. There goes Jim Laval. And Jim, are you still there with us? Okay. His website, just go to jimlaval.com, I believe it is, and you'll find all his books, Your Blood Never Lies and Cracking the Metabolic Code. All right, next week, join us same time, same station. Thanks so much for joining us this weekend. Join us again next week for another edition of Dr. Health. Until then, I'm David Snow, reminding you that it isn't how long you live, it's how you live long. Aloha. Have a healthy week.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.